Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up, Mom's Death and Tying Up Loose Ends. Well, folks, my mother was like many children of the Great Plains farms and Great Depression. She knew the great dust storms and cold, hunger, and bone-deep want. And she developed a magnificent, albeit a bit frustrating at times, frugality. After she went home from visits to us in her later years, we would find rubber bands and bread bag twistums squirreled away in our kitchen drawers, despite gentle reminders that her previous efforts had provided for any eventuality this side of nuclear war and complete economic meltdown. In any event, after Mom's death at 97 a few months ago, at her nursing home, I discovered a drawer full of, quote, perfectly good still, end quote, empty medication cups, slightly used napkins, partially tooth combs and rubber bands, and even a couple of bread bag twistums. Where she got those, I don't know. No real surprise there, but her passing has brought a number of unexpected experiences for us, including, for one, as I was reviewing her life and writing her eulogy, a changing appreciation of just how her life experiences shaped her character, and how her character and choices shaped her marriage, her family, her life, and me, with this prompting a review of my own life's pretty funs and not so funs so far. For two, a looking ahead to my likely time left and a sorting into chuck it or bucket lists, if you will. Like, just how much do we want to see the pyramids, or do another research project, or learn to sing in tune? A real challenge there. For three, a new sense of responsibility and what remains to be done for and with our boys, now two wonderful young men. What do we want to say to them and do with them before we say goodbye? How many kisses and hugs can we get in? And one final surprise from Mom. In her closet, on the suit she wanted to wear on her final journey, she had pinned a note several years ago. Quote, to all my friends and relatives, God is watching over each of us. So long for now, and we'll meet every one of us later. Bye, Mom. Love forever. At her memorial celebration, I gave everyone a copy of that note and a twistum in the shape of a heart. I made two for myself. When I see them around our house, I remember her, and my heart fills up. I'm Dr. Rich O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in.